There it is. Good morning, yay! XTU.
Who's this? Hey, it's Cole Swindell.
Yay, Cole Swindell! What's up?
Not much. Me. Y'all, how we doing?
Darn right it's you, Cole Swindell. Thanks for joining us, man.
Hey, so where are you right now?
Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah, I'm here in Nashville. This is where I've been, obviously from Georgia, but lived here forever and just decided this is where I've been quarantining. So,
yeah, I've been watching the video for Single Saturday Night, your new single, and it looks like it's all been done in a green screen. So that had to have been weird, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely the weirdest video, weirdest time to shoot a video, the rules and regular. I mean, it was just it was crazy that we knew we didn't have a lot of options and the green screen would give us the most, you know, but we still didn't have an idea. I mean, it was kind of like a lot of things came up on the spot, a lot of parts in the video, a lot of things we did. We were just in there trying to make the most of it. And then when we finally came up with the whole idea to start it and end it with me on the couch watching all the bad news drifting off to some weird dream, you know, that's kind of to tie it all together with this year. I just felt like I'm like, man, what a blessing to be able to figure something out. I feel like it's weird, but I think it's fun, and you get to see a side of me and the band and stuff that most people don't get to see.
Yeah, because even on your Instagram, you mentioned that you learned you can be anywhere you want with a green screen, and you asked asked people to post their favorite parts of the video. What did you like the most about putting it together?
You know, I just think having to come up, it wasn't your standard video of just, hey, this is going to go, you're going to be at a bar, meet a girl, you're going to take her to church, then you're going to pick out one and marry her, just like the song says. You know, it just, we had to be completely different with it, and the fact that we could tie it in with this year, I think that as a whole, but then also to have my band be a part of it, and, you know, I wish I was on the road with them, and we're ready, you know, whenever it's safe to get back to work, but to even though we didn't get to shoot it together, that's the thing, to have them in it, you know, I miss those folks, and that was a cool part to me. But then also picking on my band a little bit, like putting my guitar player playing a solo in the gym, that was all my idea. One of them's in the arcade, he's a big gamer. We just, like I said, just getting to kind of mess around, have fun, and it was just the most different video we've ever done.
That's fun. So also, this song has teamed you up with Tinder. What's going on there?
Just a promotion, trying to help people get over their last Single Saturday Night. But unfortunately, I'm not on there. So I'm not. I don't know if my videos that I did are going to help. If they do, great. But if not, who knows? Maybe somebody, you know, I'm still looking for my last Single Saturday Night, so I don't know. I don't know if I can help anybody else.
So, Cole, so you're not on Tinder? I'm asking for a friend, by the way.
Absolutely not.
That would be weird, right? Would that be weird for you?
No, yeah, I mean, how do you even do that? That's not even possible, so I don't know. There's enough fake profiles on Instagram for me to be worried about that. So it's just crazy out there in the social media world and all that. But hey, if it helps somebody find the love of their life, good.
Well, and then the other thing that I saw, so on the 4th of July, you went golfing with a bunch of buddies. Yep. And I see that there are also a bunch of buddies that apparently were not there with you that seem to have golf envy, that they were not golfing with you. So that's one of those things that, you know, Dave and I are like not celebrities, and we'll post things and people might be like, oh, I wish I knew you were having that party, or where was my invitation? But I'm seeing a lot, like even Shay Mooney is like, dude, I better be there next time. That puts a lot of pressure on you, I would think.
Oh, yeah. No, this is, like I said, that was a cool day. We haven't got to get out much. Anytime you can get outside, it's nice. But obviously there's so many precautions are taken. It's a different round of golf, but still, we got to get us a picture and you know, celebrate the 4th. The only, you know, as good as we could. But yeah, that was a fun. Like I said, getting to play, getting golf anytime with friends. That's what I love, and hadn't got to do that much in the off time thanks to the pandemic. But at least I've been writing a lot, and when I can't be outside, I'm inside writing on Zoom. So.
We're talking with Cole Swindell. So other than being everyone's Tinder Cupid and golfing and writing songs, people can also score a virtual video call with you with something you're doing with the Red Cross. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, you know, we partnered with the Red Cross, and you can find the details on my Instagram of how you could win. I think they're giving out, I saw like 50 of them. It's like a minute, like virtual meet and greet, getting to say hello, and I know it's me and several other artists on my management, so it should be a cool thing. I hope that anything to raise money and help out the folks that need it, I'm in.
That's awesome. Well, you know, we hope that you're enjoying yourself now. Are things loosening up in Tennessee at this point?
Not really. You know, I think they just tightened down more than they obviously have been in a while, you know. But I, like I said, whatever works. I mean, at this point, I'm down to do whatever so we can get back to doing shows and keep everybody safe. But like I said, it's I think everywhere, you know, it was starting to feel like kind of open back up, but you know, maybe that was too fast. I don't know. There's people that's above my pay grade, so I'm just going to follow the rules and stay safe. And just like I said, though, I can't wait to get back out there in front of the fans and you guys, the people that, you know, are always there for us. So.
Cole Swindell, we look forward to you coming back to Philly, man. Thank you for taking a couple minutes to join us.
Appreciate it.
Country mornings are the best.
The Andy Summers Show. Weekday mornings.
It puts us in a great mood.
On Philly's Country Station.
92.5 XTU.
Producer Donnie.
Yes.
Time to get squeezed, young fella.
It's my favorite time of the day.
Because you do like a good beet, I understand.
Well, yeah, it's my favorite. What is that, a fruit? Is that a veggie?
It's a vegetable.
Whatever it is, I love.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.